Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. Thank you for kicking off your day with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Seth, Beth, and James here with you, and we are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Yeah, it's good. Morning to you guys.
How's it going today?
Going pretty well. Hey, we made it to Friday.
So, yes, yeah, they can't take that away. No, it is ours. We're going to enjoy it. You got a good weekend lined up, bud?
You know, not the best weather this weekend, but certainly a nice end of the week today here. Still the sunshine and the warmer temperatures holding up here with a high about 83. Southerly winds 10 to 15. A cold front coming in tonight, bringing the clouds and some threat for showers, especially after midnight, kind of early morning Saturday. Some of that moving in. 59 for the low, and then cloudy, cool, some showers Saturday. 67 for the high, north winds 5 to 15. 52. Chance for more showers moving back in Saturday night. And then some more showers for Sunday, 64. And then 67 Monday. Still some threat for shower activity Monday. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, we start to dry things out here, warming back to mid-70s Tuesday, upper 70s Wednesday and Thursday. But still on track to a rainy weekend after a mild, sunny finish to the week today.
Not bad. We'll take it. We'll take it. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, it isn't too bad. Thank you so much for joining us. You have a great day.
Thanks, you guys too.
Take care. Always enjoy being joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to that going forward in the 8 o'clock hour. Well, they'll join us. That's so much fun.
That is very good.
Love getting that. It is 66 in Stevens Point, 64 in Marshfield, 67 in Wausau, and as you heard, 64 here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Man, it's going to get really chilly this weekend, though. Holy cow.
Preview of the fall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fall preview.
Mother Nature is undefeated.
Yep.
It is that time of year. I don't know. I'm not dragging my feet this time. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like last year I was a little bit. Even though I love autumn, mm-hmm. it's my favorite season. I was kind of dragging my feet a little bit. I'm kind of looking forward to it this year.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Yeah. I have no remember. I didn't. It wasn't a bad summer. It wasn't.
No.
Just kind of like these temperatures, like the way mm-hmm. the direction this goes and stuff.
He didn't use the S word yet. We're good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
don't even apply.
Now that four letter S word. Was put into the English dictionary a long time ago.
It was.
But we got some new ones that were added. That's the best segue I had.
It was working.
So it was all right.
Seth would have been laughing over there.
That's why I was laughing. It was the segue. Yeah.
We have Merriam-Webster just added 370 new words and phrases, and we're going to dissect these, every single one of them. No, we're not going to go through every single one. But there are some ones that stood out, of course. Now, it included one we've heard a lot for the past month that I think is kind of interesting that it goes in, and I don't know if it should or it shouldn't, but, well, let's go through some of these.
All right.
Like, one of them that has been added, adorkable.
What?
Adorkable.
Yep.
Socially awkward or quickly quirky in a way that is endearing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of adorkable people.
Yeah.
They're some of my favorite people. Yeah.
I'm not sure what to make of that, really. Because you know, when you're of a certain age and you get called a dork or whatever, you know, when we were growing up, mm-hmm. that was not a good thing.
No.
Okay, this was very much a derogatory term. So I guess I kind of like the fact that it's been, you know, flipped a little bit.
Exactly.
The word has been flipped, like, you know, geek and nerd and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. But still, it's the word itself is kind of dumb. Adorkable? I don't know.
I will say I like the idea of any time I love the idea of anybody empowering, taking on a word. Taking it back
and
kind of making it their own mm-hmm. and say, oh, this is what you're going to, well, if you call me this, look what I'll do, what I'll call myself, or, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. I don't mind that. I do hear where you're coming from, mm-hmm. Seth.
Yeah.
Baller. Excellent, exciting, or extraordinary, especially in a way that suggests of a lavish lifestyle. That's what it means to be a baller.
Wow. Didn't that used to mean you were really good at basketball?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's changed over the years.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
On a court, sure. In life, yeah. I am definitely not a baller in life. No.
Dwayne Johnson, you know, he's kind of a baller. But
yes.
Yep.
Plant-based. Consisting primarily or entirely of food derived from plants.
Wow, that's a newer one? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that two words?
I think so. It's hyphenated.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's technically one word, I guess.
All
yeah.
right, because
yeah.
I'm like, both plant and based are in the dictionary.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got a couple of those, Beth, where they're kind of combinations. Like Galentine's Day, a holiday observed on February 13th, is a time to celebrate friendship, especially among women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I don't
especially
know if I've ever heard that.
Especially among single
one.
Women. Yeah. Oh. Galentine's was really, you get together with your girlfriends on Valentine's Day to celebrate that connection.
Remember on Parks and Recs, Amy Poehler's character, Leslie Knope and them celebrated that. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
LARP. It stands
LARP.
For, yep, LARPing, live action role play.
Okay, that word has been around for, I should say that's an acronym.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has been around for a long time. They're just adding it now. Wow.
Well, that's because it's shown up on so many newer TV shows and things like that. I mean,
Hawkeye.
Exactly. I had never heard of it until Hawkeye, and you explained it to me, Seth.
Wow.
While we were watching the show.
I must be very adorkable right now.
You are adorkable. And very adorkable weirdo.
That that whole genre or I don't know what Berlin is, I'd call that. I know how intended it is. Mm-hmm. It is so much more popular than I think the people outside of that world realize.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for this with Ren Fair people or not. But isn't that kind of Ren Fairing? Isn't
Pretty
that
much,
when you go to a Renaissance fair and you dress up and everything?
Yes,
it's sort of. Thank you, Seth. I don't know if it's fair to like put those worlds together or not.
If Mike is looking for strong opinions, I have very strong opinions about Renaissance festivals.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We don't need to get into that though.
All right. Good to know though.
Yeah,
we'll definitely get back to that.
I'm going
to
be hearing from Melissa.
Well,
that's all
there
I know.
Many different themes or genres that you can have of LARPing?
Yes.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Yeah, it's so just live action role play. Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah.
Subvariant. Subvariant. Mm. One of two or more distinctive forms of types of the same variant.
Yep.
So,
okay.
Certainly
makes sense.
With the, with the COVID situation, that word has become more common.
That's right. Yeah.
Janky.
Janky?
Janky.
Yep.
Janky. Of very poor quality. So something's kind of janky.
To be confused with jinkies, which is what Velma used to say
exactly.
on Scooby-Doo.
Yes.
By the way, is that in? I want to know if that's in the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
Oh, good question.
Jinkies? Yeah. Sorry.
Magnet fishing. The sport of or hobby of using a strong magnet attached to the end of a rope to find metal objects in bodies of water.
Oh.
I'll be honest,
didn't know that was a thing.
Me neither.
Wow.
I've got a lot of friends that fish. I know fishing. I fish myself.
But that fishing is actually for an animal and for food. What this is referring to is like using a metal detector on land.
I was going
to
say, it's like medical detecting.
Yeah. You're
looking for money, maybe? I don't know.
Even just Googling it, you see a ton of equipment pop up right away.
Mm. Wow.
Interesting.
So definitely, I mean, it is not a cheap hobby, but it is definitely a popular one, seems like.
Cool.
Yeet. Slang used to express surprise, approval, or exciting enthusiasm. Y-E-E-T.
Yeet.
Yeah.
Yeet.
Yeah. And now that we have said it and we're over... If you're over 30 and you have said yeet, it now is no longer cool.
Yeah,
like,
stop
that's
it.
Gone. That's yeah. gone. Yeah. That's nowhere there.
We've ruined it for you.
Space Force. the military organization of a nation for space warfare.
We'll just
one
set that right there.
I will say that the one good thing to come of that whole situation, wonderful show on Netflix.
There you go.
The Space Force show. Yeah,
Steve Carell, John Malkovich, like great show. That's about the best I got. That's it. Laggy. Having a delayed or slow response.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's from the computer world. Yeah.
Well, with Zoom becoming so popular.
Yes.
There was a whole bunch of that if you were all trying, especially when you were trying to coordinate music with
With singing. You're very laggy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Metaverse. Metaverse is in there. Okay. Yeah, that with obviously the popularity of that has risen and stuff. So that's where that comes from. And number one on the list, side hustle. Work performed for income supplementary to one's primary job.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
I was going to say, James, I'm guessing where you come from, hustle meant something very different.
Yes.
Very.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very, very different terminology. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little surprised. Pumpkin spice is in there now. When did this become a thing? I have never heard of this.
Pumpkin spice?
I'm joking. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm joking. I will say, again, getting a little opinionated here.
All right.
It bothers me that for those of us that like pumpkin and enjoy pumpkin and you know, look forward to it when that this time of year comes around and everything, like it feels very much like, now, it doesn't mean as much anymore. Like, it doesn't feel as cool anymore. It feels, I know it only happens, they take it away, you know, when the season wraps up or whatever and all that stuff. It feels like it's not the same.
Pumpkin spice pumpkin, or is it the spices that you use with pumpkin?
I don't think
pumpkin
there's
pie?
Any pumpkin in pumpkin spice.
So it's more like the ginger and the cinnamon and that kind of thing.
Which is why I'm not a big fan of it. If it was more pumpkin flavor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
My favorite pie of all time is pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm. My second favorite pie of all time is pumpkin pie. My third favorite, I can keep going, like top 10, pumpkin pie.
Anders.
I was going to say, are you and my son who's here?
I told you, it's a good kid. Good kid you got there. That was an interesting list. Now that we're talking words, let's kind of piggyback from that into 10 phrases that make you sound passive aggressive at work.
Okay.
I don't believe anybody has ever heard the phrase, man, I love working with so-and-so. They're so passive aggressive.
Oh, I know.
Gosh, I love that about them. Boy, I love working with passive aggressive people. I'm being passive aggressive talking about passive aggressive.
You are right now. Yep.
Yeah. I'm trying to be hopefully sarcastic in the sense that you could see how annoying this can be.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I also say it as an example of, boy, am I passive aggressive? Like, I think it's one of those things that's a good idea to look in the mirror on.
Exactly.
I have a good friend of mine who literally, I genuinely believe she had no idea that she was doing this. And I've seen in years since, she's worked so hard to counter that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She was not good at confrontation. And I think there's a lot of people out there like that. Mm-hmm. For every one of us that got a little bulldog in us, there's you know, the people that they will do everything they can to avoid confrontation, including being, you know, wanting to stand their ground, but not wanting to be, not maybe having great with tact, so they go at it with passive aggressiveness.
Right.
Yep.
Now, I think there's also the majority of people that use passive aggressiveness are usually narcissistic, in my experience. And it's their way of being confrontational with while also trying to say, but that's not what I meant.
Oh, right. Like,
I'm just saying, whatever. Like this lazy, limp wrist kind of way of approaching things. I encourage everybody to stand what they're saying, what they're saying, and stand, you know, for what they believe. I'm not saying, though, that it is easy. I think that for some, I've never known a world that it isn't like that.
Yeah.
Growing up in my family, even just to get heard, not even in an argument or anything, just so that people can literally hear your voice among the zoo that you're growing
up in. Just another example of why it's so weird that James and I think so alike, because our growing up experience was so different.
And
I come from the area of the country where passive aggressiveness is an art form.
That's true. In northern
Minnesota, with a bunch of old Scandinavians, it's one of those things where you get really, you know, you tune into it really well when you grow up with it, with everybody doing it. So it's one of those things where you can hear it, you know, constantly if anyone's doing it.
Penn Dutch, Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Same kind of thing.
Lancaster County will get you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Is that now? I noticed, though. So you say, Beth, you kind of came from similar stomping grounds as passive aggressiveness. Minnesota. I noticed that both of you are good with tact, and neither of you, I've never picked up on being passive aggressive to, you know, anything. Whether it was intentional or not, seems like it was a bit of a pushback to that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like it at all. No.
Yeah. I find that really interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I think people get passive aggressive because they're uncomfortable having difficult conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if you have those difficult conversations, you end up better for it at the other end.
Yeah.
So if you would, and with passive aggressive, you start to harbor bad feelings, grudges, and things like that. And it's only going to make yourself feel worse.
Exactly.
Yeah, and tact goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's not something that you necessarily learn overnight. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's different.
You have to work at it. It's for sure. Yeah.
So it's easy to come across the wrong way in an email if you're not careful. According to a new survey, here are the most common phrases that make you sound passive-aggressive at work. Hmm. We'll just start from the bottom here at 10. As discussed. As discussed.
Wow.
Here's your reminder.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that. I'll be honest with you. I would not have thought of that. I don't know if I've used that, but I wouldn't have thought of it. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Or as promised. That one is one that I can see in certain, like, if somebody sends me something after I ask them to, and they, hey, as promised, here it is. You know, like, I'm not going to take it. Like, it's different if, like, I've been bugging them to do this for, like, weeks and months or whatever, and they finally get back to me and their first words in the email, as promised. It does, I'm going to they may not mean it that way, because here's the other part of this. The person that's sending these passive-aggressive terms or whatever may have no intention of being that way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But we tend to, I get a text message and it says, how are you doing? And maybe I'm in a bad mood. So I read that as, how are you doing? I'm like, ugh. Why are you even asking me? You know what? You know, I'm gonna respond to when the other person may have meant, "Hey, how you doing?"
Right.
Yeah,
you
know, exactly.
Right. We don't have tone with so much of these things.
Written, emailed. Anything written? Yep.
Yep.
So this is why I firmly believe that when you are a sarcastic person like I am, you send something sarcastic in text, put a little S in parentheses. Like sarcasm.
Yeah.
Sarcasm. Like a little
you
like
have
that.
To tell them that, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or maybe just don't use sarcasm in emails. Yeah. Maybe that's
just
more of what I
should
do.
Save it for your live act. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
As per my last email.
Oh, my gosh.
Honestly, wouldn't have thought of that.
No, me neither.
I think a lot of it is in tone and in the relationship you already have built in with this person.
It's for sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I could say, like, Steph could text me anything, and I'm going to read it in her voice. Mm-hmm. Now, Steph and I wouldn't say, you know, we hang out outside of work or any of these things, but we work together long enough where she gets the benefit of the doubt from me. Mm-hmm. Like, whatever she sends over, if I read something and it's like, oh, wait a minute, like, that doesn't, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, find out later if, you know, what her intent was or whatever. But I ask people, I think one of the best things you can do for yourself and especially your fellow employees is having a little bit of patience.
And I agree.
And seeing things out. See where it goes. If it was meant a certain way, then, yeah, you might have a discussion to have.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you don't want to get bent out of shape over nothing because there are few things that feel worse in life. Seth sends me that email, and I'm ticked. And I go to Seth, and I'm like, how dare you? We've been friends for so long. We've never treated each other that way. How could you do that? And Seth looks at me. He's like, what are you talking about? I just asked how you were doing.
Well, yeah. See,
and you feel horrible.
Yeah.
You're like, I got all, like, on this big mountain, you know, soapbox and all this stuff for no reason. Like, oh, that's a horrible feeling.
But you're willing to confront it. People who are passive aggressive wouldn't do that. They'd send back some of these emails saying, you know, with that passive aggressive tone to it. Oh, you've offended me. So now here, I'm going to give it right back to you.
And it really doesn't solve anything.
No, it does not.
Circling back. That's another one in here. Circling back.
Circling back.
A lot of these I notice, like when I worked in the corporate world more.
Oh, yeah.
This was like almost all of the lingo.
You hear it all the time in that, yes.
I worked at a law office for a while, and all of our corporate emails, like every one of these terms was in there. And I didn't know those people that well. Like a lot of, I was kind of like brought in on a lot of those emails, like just included.
Yeah.
I wasn't important enough to be like be in some of these discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they would talk to each other was all like this. Like,
interesting.
Weird.
Yeah.
Per our last conversation, a lot of these mean the same thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost think all of these have meant the same thing in one way or another.
Right.
Thanks in advance.
That's just presumptuous. Huh?
Yeah.
It kind of is. Yeah.
I don't like thanks in advance. Why don't you just wait till they do it and say thank you?
Right.
Friendly reminder. I don't know. That one doesn't,
seem so bad. Yeah.
And number two on the list, and this isn't in any certain order or anything like that, but noted. Like, I again, that's such a tone thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very much so.
I use that all the time, and I usually do it in a playful kind of, like, you know, smiling kind of way or something. I'm a writer. I write things down. Yeah. Of course, it would be noteworthy to me or something like that. I have heard people use it, though, you know, after you ask them to do something, you know, kindly or whatever, and they... Noted. But yeah. You know, again, tone. Noted. Or noted.
What I say to my kids when they do something like that, duly noted.
I
say it just like that. Yes.
Yeah.
Please advise is the final one on this list. Please advise.
I don't know. They must have surveyed a bunch of like corporate executives or something. Maybe these are just their own feelings about this. I don't know. A lot of those just seem pretty, you know, neutral to me. Yeah. But I don't know.
Feel pretty neutral, and also they're coming from somewhere with these. Like
they got
some of this or something. It feels like whoever wrote the article.
Everyone hates me. Yeah.
I wonder what kind of mood they were in when they wrote this.
Yeah, exactly.
Good point. We will, a little bit later, we're going to talk about some of the fun things that we have going on with our ownership at Civic Media involving podcasts and a lot of this stuff. We also have a little more entertainment news for you. And, of course, in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to welcome in Brad Jansen. And we're going to have our final FRM Friday of the season.
Nice.
And we will talk about FRM Fest going on tomorrow at Robinson Park, this free festival that both of our stations are a part of.
Yep.
Talk about all that coming up, but we have Misty's Mendy to get to, along with Culver's Star of the Day, right here on Mornings on WFHR.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, one of our favorite parts of the day. We celebrate you with our friends at Misty's Menu. If you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there right now. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. And wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. And, of course, on Fridays, we don't just celebrate Friday. Oh, no. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday we get to celebrate. Loving this. I am going to make Beth work a little bit this morning.
Good. I need to take the day off here.
Beth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. That gives us our qualifier right there. And we got just one person on Saturday, and then just, one on Sunday. Okay. So there we go. Nice there work, go. Beth.
Nice.
We have our qualifiers.
See, the ones were covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So first up, we want to get into a couple of personal ones for today. Happy 27th anniversary to Bob and Carol Hilke of Palatine, Illinois. That is Pam's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, of course, Carl's brother.
Yeah. Yep, that's
right. Happy anniversary.
He's very a good cool. guy. Bob's a good guy, too. I really like Bob. Boy, if you had a chance to meet any of Carl's brothers or any of his relatives or anything, the Hilkies are so Hilky. You meet one, you get a real good idea of them and everything.
You just found a word that should have been added to the lecture.
Yeah, they're so Hilky. Yeah.
There you go.
But you also met some of the best people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Like, really good people.
They stopped by earlier this year to see the station and everything. It was great to meet them,
Oh, it was nice. I'm glad you got that chance. I'm glad. It was good to see them.
Good.
I like that they're not strangers. That we have them come by time to time, and wishing them a very happy 27th anniversary.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Want to wish a very happy birthday to one of our favorite people at this place, one of my favorite people I've ever met in radio, Mr. Tim Hubbelt.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Tim.
Happy birthday, polka guy.
Mr. Sunshine Polka Show himself. I am not kidding people. I think I've been saying it for so long, people think I'm joking about this. That is the greatest polka show ever created.
Yes.
What Tim does with that show, the way he literally scours and hunts down polka songs, not just give you the same old that you've always heard. He works so hard on that show and has been doing it for so long. I am very happy, very thankful, very proud to say that this is not coming from me. This is coming from our new ownership. As long as Tim wants to do that show, it'll be on the air.
Yay.
That is a great feeling. They don't have to do things like that. Now, they're not doing it out of the kindness of their hearts. I'm sure that there might be some of that to it, but they're doing it because it's a darn good show. They're doing it because they know how big polka is in this state. They know that Tim does good work.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the work he does here. And I will say, just as a human, from human to human, really appreciate who Tim is as a person.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've worked with Tim for a long time. Never butted heads. Never had a bad conversation with him. No matter what he has going on in his life, he gets thrown this at him, that at him. Tim still keeps his head up, still smiles at you, keeps that same attitude. I aspire to be like Tim. I aspire to be like people like that.
Yep.
And I admire it. I wish you a great birthday, sir.
And I do want to note that Over the Back Fence will be proceeding. It just seems right that Over the Back Fence is going on right before Tim's show.
Yeah.
From 11 to 12 and then from 12 to noon, or from 12 to noon, from 12 to 1, Tim's show is on Saturdays, and it's a perfect fit. So tune in on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Well said. Well said. On Saturday, we want to put the spotlight on Diane Peterson.
Happy birthday, Diane.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Diane. Hope it's a really good one for you, and you're a qualifier for September 10th.
All right.
September 11th, of course, this Sunday. We are going to be wishing a very happy birthday to Pam's oldest nephew, Stephen Fache of Shiocton.
Happy birthday.
Stephen, enjoy your birthday. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one. Mm-hmm. We do want to wish a very happy anniversary to our qualifiers because technically, while he'll always work here, he technically doesn't work here anymore.
Mm-hmm.
A very happy 51st anniversary to Terry and Terry Steak.
Yes.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Wait, Terry and Terry?
Yes. Terry, and Terry. Terry with a Y and Terry with an I.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
They beat us on that one,
they
Beth.
They did.
Beth and Seth is awfully good. That's pretty darn good, though, guys.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And 51 years is nothing to shy at.
Wow.
That's beautiful, you two.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wonderful people. Mm-hmm. You know Terry, our sports, really czar for forever here at this station. Mm-hmm. And always, I loved working with Terry. Appreciate the work from Terry. I don't know. We may hear from him again this wrestling season. We'll see. We like to let that up to him.
Yep.
And how he's feeling. So if he's up for it, and I have a feeling he probably will be, we'll have our wrestling updates that we still get from Terry. So as I said, while he hasn't really worked here technically for a long time, once you get your foot in at WFHR, you dive in the waters of WFHR, you are going to swim in them the rest
of
your
really
life.
It's really hard,
Yeah, it is.
Not to get away.
I mean, we've got people all across the country that have worked here and love it. You know, you heard it during our 80th anniversary.
Yeah.
Of course, in November, we're celebrating an anniversary again. Maybe we'll do something like that similar again. Again, Terry and Terry, happy 51st. Hope you enjoy your anniversary, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Taking a look at our celebrity list here. Let's see. Michelle Williams is 42. She was Gilda in The Oz, The Great and Powerful. Heath Ledger's wife in Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Heath Ledger's true wife in reality.
Mm-hmm.
They had a daughter, Matilda, together. Matilda Rose Ledger. She turned 16 next month.
Wow.
Whoa.
Which means it's been about 16 years since Heath passed.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. I hadn't thought of that. Jeez. I really admire that woman. She has done. She's a great actor. Certainly noteworthy there. She's an incredible actor.
Yep.
Just the way she handled herself with that situation.
Yes.
I have no idea how to handle something like that.
Yeah,
I would handle something like that. I thought she was so brave and so kind to fans of his.
Yeah.
And really sharing and I remember how Courtney Love handled Kurt Cobain's death. And obviously, clearly, two very different ways. But both of them were surprised, shocking, mm-hmm. and we didn't see them coming.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Courtney Love couldn't have... And it is not fair of me to put this on somebody else. I own that. I own that I am being unfair in my take of this. And that I'm very personal about the passing of Kurt Cobain.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt Courtney Love couldn't have handled it more narcissistic. Mm-hmm. And more about her. And more about... reading his suicide letter on the in these things and a lot of the stuff a lot of the way she's handled it since, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Michelle Williams, the way she has handled it has been nothing with class and grace.
Mm-hmm.
And not about her, but about her daughter and about the fan base of Heath's, even though it's his wife. She loved the man.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be easy for her either.
No.
Has handled it really well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great crooners of our time, Michael Bublé, is 47.
Bubbles.
Hey.
I just rewatched this past weekend. If you're not a Michael Bublé fan, but you would like to celebrate him, I cannot implore you enough, whatever search engine you use, SNL, Saturday Night Live, John Hamm and Michael Bublé. They did a sketch together, and this is way back when John Hamm is just kind of known for Mad Men.
Right.
And in the sketch, it's Hamm and Bubbly.
Yep.
Come to the Ham and Bubbly restaurant where we serve, you know, our meals are all like, you know, it's a glass of champagne with like ham hocks in it or something. And poor Michael Bublé is being held hostage basically by John Hamm. He's like telling him, my name's Bublé, it's not Bubbly. And he just stares at him. And it's kind of like now that we've seen more of John Hamm's career, we see, oh, he's got those chops. He can play dark. He can, but it was the first time we kind of saw. And boy, is he dark in that sketch. He's so good at that sketch. And I was really impressed with Michael Bublé in that sketch. He's not an actor. He did a really nice job.
Yeah.
I don't have any of his music, but man, that guy can sing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's a good singer. Like, whether you like him or not, it's hard not to admit the man has a good crooner voice.
Yeah, he's trying too hard to be Sinatra.
Yeah. Sorry.
I knew that was coming. Eric Stone Street is 51. Cameron on Modern Family. Good actor.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. He's on like the Dan Patrick Show and a bunch of those shows all the time talking Chiefs. Henry Thomas is 51. And if anybody wanted to feel old today, this will do it. Henry Thomas, where do we know that name? Hey, wasn't he Elliot in E.T.? Yeah, that's right. Elliot from E.T. is 51, everybody.
What?
Come on. That ain't fair.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't prepared to acknowledge that this morning. I'm not ready for that.
Can I just put this out here to say I'm actually kind of proud of this? Still haven't seen E.T.
Wow. Oh. Wow.
Well, you know, our boys are getting to be that age.
No, we don't have to watch it.
Rectify the situation. Have to watch this movie.
No, you
don't. Yes, you do.
It was either E.T. or Empire Strikes Back that was my first movie I saw in the theater. I'm not sure which one.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my brother and sister loved it growing up, so I saw it a bunch. I'm having a hard time remembering like a lot of the movie, though. It was so long ago.
Really?
I remember like certainly Elliot, the emblem symbol with Elliot and the bike and flying.
Yeah.
E.T. Phone Home. A lot of that stuff.
That's the Reese's
pieces. Mm-hmm. Drew Barrymore's wonderful little scream.
Absolutely.
But I forget certain parts of it. I don't remember
all of
it.
He was hiding amongst the stuffed animals and then he bursts out from that.
Scene.
Yeah.
Also,
sounds very heartwarming.
Elliot.
Happy birthday to the Sandman, Adam Sandler. Happy 56th.
Wow.
Adam Sandler, one of the most well-rounded actors you'll see. He can do it all. And I know that may sound surprising or pushback to some. I encourage you to watch the movie Punch Drunk Love and then tell me he can't seriously act.
Right.
Watch Uncut Gems and tell me that man can't act.
There was a couple of opportunities he got where he could really show how he acted. And I think he did a good job. And I am not an Adam Sandler fan. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely willing to admit when he did a wonderful job. And James is absolutely right.
Yep.
I'm a gigantic Adam Sandler fan. Like, no apologies about it.
In an unlabeled show, James and I are going to get into it. We're going to be fighting each other. No.
Okay.
Some people no longer with us, like Colonel Sanders. Born in 1890, passed away in 1980. Kentucky Fried Chicken genius.
That's right. Yeah. Marlon Sanders. Yeah.
I do love some KFC, I'll tell you that. Neil Hamilton, born in 1899, passed away in 1984. He was Commissioner Gordon on the 1960s Batman series.
Wow.
That's right. Oh, wow.
And one of my favorite singers of all time, the great, the legend, Otis Redding, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
R&B legend, died in a plane crash during the time he was recording, sitting on the dock of the bay. He was only 26.
Yep.
And did not even get the chance to see that song appreciated the way it is.
Wow.
Yep. It became his legacy in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
My last day at my old classic rock days, I played it, and it didn't really fit the genre.
No, it doesn't.
And then on my last day, I thought my last day at WFHR, my first go around here, I played it. It's one of those songs. It's one of those artists.
Yeah.
Also, Try a Little Tenderness. His version of that.
The live version.
The live version, yes.
Yeah.
Just that voice, that soul.
My goodness, that's a good song.
Yep.
One more time, we want to wish a happy 50th anniversary to our qualifiers today, Charles and Carol Ann Court.
Happy anniversary.
Happy 50th, you two. Happy golden anniversary, you two.
Yes, 50.
Golden anniversary to our qualifiers, Charles and Carol Ann Court. A happy 27th anniversary to Bob and Carol Hilke.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary again.
And happy birthday to our good friend Tim Hubbelt. Enjoy your day, Tim.
Yes,
happy
Tim.
Happy birthday, Tim. Go get that pie.
Yeah. Tomorrow, happy birthday to Diane Peterson.
Happy birthday, Diane.
And on Sunday, happy 51st anniversary to Terry and Terry Steak.
Very
happy
awesome.
Happy anniversary, Terry.
Happy anniversary, yes.
Enjoy
the
you guys.
The Terrys.
Celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, make sure to thank the gang for us and wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Better be moving it out there.
Yeah.
I mean, she says in the song, come on, move.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to move. I'm ready to jazzercise. Come on.
Beth is moving. Beth is dancing.
I didn't get my walk in, so I have to do something.
Oh, boy. Let's go ahead and do this right now, everybody. It is time. It is time. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Beth, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song for all of you. You call up 424-2600 and let us know what TV show this is from. And as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call 424-2600 and tell us what TV show theme song this one comes from, everybody. Let's see if we get ourselves a winner with this right here.
Space, a final frontier.
Let's see if we have ourselves a winner. I'll just pause on this. And good morning. What's your answer?
Star Trek.
Hey! There we go. All right. Where's my winner bell? There, now it's official. Yeah, there we go. Nicely done, sir. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Ed.
Ed? Nice. Ed, you seem to know that one pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Someone who knows, Ed, right there. Yeah.
Right on. Ed, what town are you calling us from?
Rapids.
Right on, Rapids. We got ourselves a Rapids winner. We always love that. Ed, would you consider yourself a Trekkie?
Oh, yeah.
Right on, Ed.
You always got to admit it first.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I am a Trekkie.
Good on you. Of course, yesterday being Star Trek Day,
I
thought, hey, we got to kind of do Star Trek, don't we?
And yeah.
I did not prepare myself for, because I'm not a Trekkie and I don't know the world that well, how many different Star Trek shows there are and how many
There's
different
lots.
Theme songs.
Yep.
So I figured taking the original is the best bet.
There you go.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that, Ed. Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Ed, we appreciate it. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but you're our star of the day.
Thank you,
Ed. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have some more fun here on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Beth, and James here with you. And we are just, during the break, we were talking to Brad Jansen, and he's getting ready to join us here in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Final FRM Friday for the season.
Yep.
And it's going to lead us perfectly into FRM Fest, which is tomorrow. More on that in a moment. But I wanted to get into this with you, Seth, as I was yesterday talking with Mike, as he was in the studio, and we were having a bit of a kind of session together and talking. And we're excited about a number of things that we're able to do here at the station going forward.
Yep.
We're going to start taking more phone calls from listeners. Sometime in the next month, we'll be able to kick that off and start doing more of that, interacting with you guys.
Sure.
Over the back fence, I have heard such good vibes from people about it being on Saturday.
Yep.
And kind of like having just, I did not realize how many people were so busy at that time during the work week.
Yep.
That are going to be able to take advantage of the show now. And we encourage you to spread the word about Over
Please
the Back
do.
Fence.
Absolutely.
Saturdays at 11, it is your bulletin board show. It is the show that you can call in and look for anything with.
That's right.
We're excited about all those things. I have to say, I'm talking with Sage a couple of weeks ago, our other owner, and then Mike last night. They're both so interesting guys and so different.
Yeah.
But they have these things where there are parallels.
Right.
And they're both so excited about the tech industry and the tech world with radio and how radio has been able to get a second life being streamed and podcasts and all this. So this is something that's being worked on behind the scenes, correct, Seth?
Yeah, that's right. So basically what we're doing is we're recording every show of the 4 hours that we do in the morning, of the 3 hours of the morning show and then Morning Magazine, the two segments of that. And so everything gets recorded, and then just we go back into it. I should say I go back into it, and we take out the commercials, and we basically turn each hour. So, like, for instance, the morning show, we do each hour has its own little segment. So 1 hour one, hour two, hour three, and that's where we get all the commercials out of there, and it's just whatever we talked about that day is going to be online. So if there's something you missed, you wanted something you wanted to hear again, if you want to give people an idea what the show is, say, hey, why don't you go to the website and listen to this show? Well, that's what we're working towards right now. So if you're interested in that, we don't have it up on the WFHR website yet. We are, of course, working towards that. But we do have most of the shows that we're recording here, not just us, but all throughout Civic Media. Mm-hmm. All the shows that you hear here, plus other ones, go to civicmedia.us. That's the main website, and there's just a link there that says shows. Easy as that. And it'll pop up a list of shows. Click on whichever show you want, and you can listen to whatever podcast that you would like
to.
And
you also title them basically what the theme was for that
Absolutely.
Hour, right?
We do a little blurb on there. About what the show is about, who the James guests are for like Morning Magazine, who his co-hosts are for mornings on WFHR as well. We will also be doing Over the Back Fence on the weekend show. We will be making a podcast on that. So if there's something you need to go back to and listen to throughout the week, if there's oh, what was that number? You can go back and you can listen to it there as well. So all of our local programming, with the exception of the music shows, at least at this point, will be turned into podcasts, and you can always go back and refer to them on the website. Right now, civicmedia.us is the website to go to.
Also, well said, Seth. And if you listen on, you can listen on Spotify, Apple, RSS.
Correct.
essentially, wherever you get streaming.
Yes.
I'm looking at my ugly mug right now at the Morning Magazine one. And it has everything up to date. Yesterday, we talked with the Rams kids about Peter Pan. Mm-hmm. We talked with our good friend Matt Lippert from UW Extension. I see them right here.
Yep.
Just as an example.
Yep.
Excellent.
What I before we get into FRM Fest, though, I do, and you know, we don't have to get too in deep in the waters in this, Seth, but to us, all that sounded great, and it took you a good 30 seconds, a minute or so to describe.
Right.
That is not how much time it takes you to do these things.
No.
You are working extremely hard over there to do this, to make this happen. First up, thank you. Appreciate you.
Right, that's fine.
Head of production for a reason. You got an ear for sound for a reason. That's why you're in that chair. But it's also above and beyond in some ways, like the editing that has to go on with these projects. We can't have our commercial breaks in there, so you have to go in and take all these apart.
Yep.
Might be one thing for Seth to do when you're on the air with us, but when you are not a part of a show, it's got to be even tougher, I imagine.
You know, there are some tricks you learn when you're editing audio through the years to see. The nice thing is, just a little peek behind the curtain here, the commercials actually, unlike television, tend to be quieter on radio than the live stuff. So you can see it on the waveform. You can actually see where it is. So that's not too difficult. You just have to make sure you get the right chunk out of there. You don't want to cut off, you know, the opening's gonna make it sound good. And so that's part of it, but I will say it is time consuming, because you do have to find every little thing there and take it out. So unfortunately for James, his mistakes and stuff, I'm not going to cut out. those will be on for all eternity. They will be out there. Yes,
it was the one part of this I was excited about, as I thought, oh, finally I'll get all my mistakes edited out. Every time I missay a word or a last name. No, that's not going to happen. I would hate to take that away. I would hate to take that laughter from the audience.
That's
though.
Right. So
that's
a good thing.
That's what makes you adorkable.
Yeah, right. Yes, yes. And I can't afford to lose that, Beth.
Exactly.
I
really,
it's like one of the things I got going for me. We appreciate the work again, Seth. And it's exciting.
It is, yeah.
Our audience, wherever you're listening to us, you don't have to miss us anymore. You got no excuse to.
Yeah.
We're streaming. That's right. We're on your radio dial. And if you miss us, well, you can catch the podcast.
Yep, that's
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Again, civicmedia.us is where you can go to get those for now. We will have them at the WFHR website eventually.
Yes, we will.
And you can catch us streaming at WFHR.com or Spotify or Apple, really anywhere outside of your car or your home radio. And boy, that reminded me of something that I'm so proud of myself for not saying it earlier, and now I want to say it and I can't. Oh. We're going to be giving away something really cool, I think. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about FRM Fest. We have, of course, Brad Jansen joining us in just a few to kick off the final FRM Fest for the season. We'll have it back just for the season.
Yep.
We, of course, are doing all this building into their annual FRM Fest, the music festival, the free music festival that takes place at Robinson Park, kicks off tomorrow. I'd say around 12:30 noon I would get there. The Suzuki kids are going to probably hit the stage about 12:30.
Yep.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. And that's where we kind of kick things off with this whole thing. because we're going to go through the lineup for the everybody right now. So, yeah, at noon, about 12:30, 1 o'clock, Wisconsin Rapids Suzuki Violin Chapter. Wonderful.
Amazing.
Group. Wonderful
yeah.
group.
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock, Jordan Bain and Save Point going to hit the stave. Indie band, do a little bit of everything and mm-hmm. do it really good.
Yes.
It's going to be a lot of fun. The Sarah Reifman Jazz Trio, just excellent.
Amazing.
So darn good.
Yeah.
Very talented. They will be hitting the stage at 3. 4 o'clock, the Blue Monday Band featuring some of your favorite Wisconsin artists that you've mm-hmm. seen over the years. Mm-hmm. A really good band doing some really good blues. And at 5 o'clock, Mr. Brad Jansen and High Tide.
Very cool.
Brad is a musician, singer, songwriter, spent most of his life playing in many well-known Central Wisconsin bands, such as Element 13, Six Strings and Stuff, Rattlesnake and Eggs. I remember Rattlesnake and Eggs. he currently resides in Nashville, and he is involved with the local songwriting scene there and spends his free time playing songwriting rounds and shows at local Nashville area venues.
Very cool.
Wow.
So pretty cool get to have him at FRM Fest mm-hmm. and a pretty cool get to have right here on
that's
the
right, course. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So that's we're looking forward to that. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, you will have the main stage headliners hitting the stage alive again, the Chicago Project.
Oh.
Fun band. Mm-hmm. You like Chicago. You're going to hear mm-hmm. a wonderful versions of the song mm-hmm. done by them. It's going to be great. And along with that, I'll be down there emceeing the event. It'll be a blast. We'll have fun. Encourage mm-hmm. you to meet us at Robinson Park. And Seth is going to be down there along with Steph because our sister station is going to be represented down there.
5 to 8, we will be broadcasting live. We're going to be doing interviews with Connie, of course, but other people there, other organizers. Plus, hopefully, maybe we'll get a few band members, a few, mm-hmm. Some of the groups to talk to us. Plus, we will be playing some of their recordings while between the interviews and everything. So we're gonna put Don to work. He's going to be busy, yeah. But we're going to get that all set up. It's going to be a lot of fun. So 5 to 8, Steph and I will be there, and so tune in and check it out. If you're not going to be at Robinson Park, which of course we encourage everyone to go,
absolutely.
It's free. Don't forget, it's yes. free.
And it's yes. a family affair. There is a kid zone.
Absolutely.
So you can bring the kids out. They can have some fun while you're listening to music.
So it's real exciting. We're all looking forward to it.
Buy local, support local, and we'll meet you at Robinson Park tomorrow for FRM Fest. And we got FRM Fridays coming up right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.